to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
So how about it, ladies and gentlemen, would you like to see maybe a special channel designed just for the Paracast from iVolve TV?
You know, here's what we can do. Sure. We've got a fantastic collection of ghost films, a lot of which Chris and I have produced ourselves. We've got a couple new ones coming out that are just going to be absolutely amazing. And then we've got the UFO films, and we even have the entire Citizen Hearing on Disclosure that you as an audience could go to the Paracast and for a nominal fee, watch them live at your discretion on any device you want. And so we could do that. We're talking about educational, enlightening, fun, topic-related stuff that y'all are interested in. And as an alternative, we could do Sharks Attack Supermodels in Lingerie. Just decide which one you'd rather see.
Brought to you by Fredericks of Hollywood and Victoria's Secret.
And Coca-Cola and Kotex.
Well, if you heard some of the ads we run, because, you know, we're on the same radio network as the one, the only... Alex Jones.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least he gets people thinking. Sometimes what he has to say a lot of times is kind of wacky, to put it mildly.
Well, you know, Chris and I shot a fantastic video with none other than David Icke, and that is another video that we can include. It's called Our Time to Shine. It's David and I talking for 70 minutes about Barack Obama shortly after the election. And although some of the information in it is dated, it does... basically show that David Icke has the potential to be called a prophet.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to ask you some questions now, Ron. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back to 2008 and 2009. Obama is elected, and you're talking to David Icke, and what did he predict?
Well, he predicted that, you know, Obama was basically just another figurehead, same or different side of the same coin, and that shortly after his election, he was going to completely change. And we all know that sometime, either right after he got elected, before he took office, or shortly after, somebody put him down in the basement, and he just hasn't been the same since.
That always happens with a president. We go back, for example, to Jimmy Carter, and people have thought, you know what, he saw a UFO, maybe he would get something done once he got into the White House, and that's what always happens. Someone is elected, they talk to the people, they go down to the basement, they communicate with the people they communicate with, and they come out of it, and suddenly what they did and what they promised is no longer promised, no longer exists.
You know, you got to wonder what happens. I mean, it's almost like the alien movies where people are replaced by pods. And in fact, David, you know, kind of thinks that maybe that's what happens. But I was saying that you kind of wonder, these guys go, that they get elected, then they come out and they've been changed. And it's like that movie where pods replace the people. And David kind of thinks that, too. He's like, oh, yeah, it's not Obama anymore. He's been replaced by a shape-shifting reptile. It's all part of the same bloodline. Obama, Dick Cheney, they're all cousins, right? So, you know, at the end of the day, something happens to these guys. And you have to wonder, what is it that they're told that could be so shaking that they go into office just having these radical visions of change, and they come out of whatever they are, whatever is revealed to them, and all of a sudden they're just playing the same old game. It's like, what is it they're being told? I mean, is it something like, you know, don't worry about it. The whole planet's going to get wiped out by an asteroid. It happens every X number of years. That's why we're building all these underground bases, save what we can. It's all a dog and pony show, so sit down and enjoy it. Or, you know, what is it that these guys are being told or being threatened with that makes them change so radically? Because I honestly believe that Barack Obama was an idealistic guy with true vision and, you know, he's a human being. And he still is, you know, but he has been way tempered, and he has been fit to the system rather than the system being fit to him. So what do you think happens to these guys?
I think it's not so much being replaced by the pod people, I think it is being told things.
Yeah.
Told things by the NSA, by secret intelligence people, being given the first realistic, honest view of what's going on inside the government, and realizing that in order to survive and not to have an accident occur, they've got to play ball. Do the best they can, but they've got to play ball.
Well, I need to kind of add this. This is a pretty interesting story I heard last night at the ET Working Group, ET Media Group that meets once a month at Ron's studio. Well, it's interesting that this subject came up about what these politicians are told once they get into office. Last night at Ron's studio, they had their monthly ET Media Group gathering that Stephen Bassett sort of chairs and puts together. And the guest speaker was Jesse Ventura's son, Tyrell Ventura. And he told a very interesting story that I'm not sure many of our listeners are aware of about his dad. As soon as he was elected, much to everyone's surprise, governor of Minnesota, it was quite a, I think, a wake-up call to the status quo and the powers that be. Because one day he sat down early in his administration when he was taking office. He sat down and he noticed that there was a meeting scheduled for the end of the day, but the actual person he was supposed to be meeting with, the name was blank on his schedule. So he asked his secretary, whoever put the schedule together, and they said, well, you know, it's actually the CIA. It wants to meet with you. And so, you know, Jesse was a special ops guy, and I think he did have some dealings a little bit here and there with citizens in action, or Christians in action, as they are fondly referred to in the spec op community. And so at the end of the day, he went down there, and there were 23 CIA operatives or officers, or I don't know what you'd want to call them, but they were all, you know, card-carrying members of that particular organization, agency. And they sat in a semicircle around him, and they started pumping him with questions. And Jesse said, well, wait a minute. You know, why don't you introduce yourselves? And Ty said about half of them actually gave, you know, Jesse their names. But basically, they started peppering him about how he managed to win the governorship of Minnesota. And Jesse could tell right away that they were interested in figuring out how he was able to do something that they were unable to predict. And they were trying to figure out, you know, his methodology and how he actually pulled it off. And I guess the upshot of the story is that Jesse walked away from the meeting with the firm, you know, feeling that they were trying to figure out how he did it so that they could somehow circumvent it ever happening again. So there's an example of a governor who is elected, much to the surprise of the entrenched powers that be, and then being quizzed by none other than our own Central Intelligence Agency officials. And one of the things that kind of puzzles me is, number one, what is the CIA doing interested in a governor when their mandate at this point in time was only foreign affairs, and they were not authorized to operate domestically? So what's wrong with that picture? Of course, now with the Patriot Act and the NDAA and all these other developments since 9/11, of course, the CIA can operate wherever they want now. But at the time, I think this was 98, this was not the case. And you know, you do have to wonder what these guys are told, what sort of Democles is held over their heads or their families' heads in order to get them to play the game as it's been agreed upon at some high level of power. And I think that this is a rather disturbing element that's involved in our political process, the undue influence of the, you know, the military industrial intelligence corporate complex. And you know, we're going downhill fast with all this. The haves are getting fewer and have more, and the have-nots are getting less and getting angry. So this is something that is going to come to a head at some point. I don't think the American people are going to put up with it's going to have to reach a tipping point. So I just wanted to pass along that story. I also quizzed Tyrell about the the Skinwalker Ranch episode that I was involved with Jesse's show, Conspiracy Theory.
I'm going to ask you that in the next segment.
Okay.
We want to know what Mr. Ventura and you talked about. With Gene and Chris and Ron James joining us, you're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
This is another one of those special NSA episodes of the Paracast, ladies and gentlemen. We know they are listening now. We know they are here. We know that maybe they have fans. You know, if you're at the NSA and you're listening to the Paracast, if you're a fan, send us a tweet or something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we need our own deep throat to tell us when we're skirting on that line that might get us renditioned.
I think that's already happened. That's what it is. That explains everything. But you were about to say, you were talking with Ty about Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah, and it's pretty interesting. He pretty much said that it was the True TV corporate side that was involved in changing the show, from what I was told by one of the executive producers, was some of the best work he'd ever done. It was an incredibly good, fantastic episode. And then by the time it came out, it was just merely good, which I almost have a problem with even putting that tag on it. But
we should go back a little bit here. You were asked to be part of this show.
Well, I helped develop the show. I was involved from the very beginning, developing the show, the subjects they were going to cover, some of the particular angles they were going to take. The show was about Robert Bigelow, the Budget Suites hotel chain owner and multi-billionaire, who has recently been tasked by NASA and hired by NASA to supply modules for the U.S. Space program for the space station. And his ultimate goal is to put a hotel in space with Bigelow Aerospace. He's also the one that the FAA entered into an agreement with, so that when anyone calls the Federal Aeronautics Administration with a UFO report, it is automatically forwarded to Bigelow Aerospace. A lot of people aren't aware of that, and I like to keep reminding people of this. The show was about Robert Bigelow, but of course the Skinwalker Ranch is one of the more visible projects that he's involved with, at least in the realm of UFOs and the paranormal. And as we all know, I was involved very early on, back in the mid-90s, investigating the case before Bigelow was involved. When Bigelow bought the ranch, then he put a whole team of crack scientists up there. We don't know exactly what kind of data they ended up gathering. We do know that some amazing events occurred. Word of these events, of some of them, have come out in the George Knapp, Colm Kelleher book, Hunt for the Skinwalker, which is about the Sherman Ranch up there. When we went up there for the conspiracy theory show to do the shoot, we had a couple of interesting experiences while we were there. By the time 8 months went by and the show was revised, I don't know how many times, at least 8 to 10 times, if not more, the show was watered down into a puff piece that ended up at the very end summing up Bigelow's interest in the UFO question as, well, he's building an escape pod in space, so when the aliens invade Earth, he has a place to escape to his inflatable space station that he owns, and which is ludicrous. And, of course, I had some problems with the editing of the show. I was taken, my comments were twisted around, and actually they had me saying the opposite, the exact opposite of what I actually said and what I stand behind. And Ty apologized publicly there and said, look, you know, I'm really sorry that this happened. The show has been taken out of production. True TV didn't realize what they were getting into. It was too much of a hot potato for them. They had to, obviously, he didn't say this, but obviously I think the corporate side was bowing to pressure and trying to exert undue pressure on the actual content. He said they would get these lists of revisions from corporate types who were trying to get creative. And when that happens, you might as well just kiss the project goodbye, because suits are not normally creative types. They're bean counters. That's their job. And when they get involved in the creative process, you know, it really messes things up. So he was upset about how the network handled the show, you know, made a public apology for at least my particular issues that I had with my on-camera participation and how it was portrayed. And he's gone on, has a new channel on YouTube called Buzzsaw, which looks like a really good idea. He and Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son, have their own show that looks at, you know, important controversial topics of the day. And with no, you know, no filter, they're actually covering, you know, the Snowden affair with the NSA and a lot of very, I think, important current affair topics. So it was very interesting to get an insider's view and subsequent apology for stuff that was out of his control. I mean, he wasn't in the editing room changing my dialogue around. You know, that was all done by others. And that's one reason why the show is not going to be on the air anymore, is because they just did not want to bow to that kind of undue influence.
You were on another show once upon a time with a guy who's associated with UFO Magazine, Bill Burns.
Right.
Where they also edited what you did, what you said, and made it very much opposite of what you expected.
Well, not opposite. I was explaining about my theories of hotspot areas and portal areas as it related to my work as a field investigator in the San Luis Valley of Colorado. And they edited this particular interview to sound like I was talking about the Sedona area. It's not that they changed it to 180 degrees. All they did was move the location that I was referring to and made it sound like all this work that I was talking about was about Sedona. And it wasn't. It was about an area that was 350, 400 miles away.
Why did they do that?
Well, because Bill Burns loves Sedona, and he wants Sedona to be the center of the universe, the ufological universe. And unfortunately, that's not the case. And I don't blame him personally, but I sure have an issue with Dave Pavone, the guy who was in charge of production. And I understand they've written a book about the UFO Hunters show where they go through episode by episode and explain in book form the process of putting the show together, what they discovered, adding things that they left out. And I guess I am mentioned in there as being very unhappy with how they treated my particular involvement in the project. I think it was show number 5, season 1 of UFO Hunters. So, you know, this comes with the territory. With the media, you never know what a creative editor is going to do with your particular, you know, sound bites. And, you know, out of 50, 60 shows I've done, I've only really had issues with 4 of them. And so I think that's a pretty good track record. And I'm pretty proud that I've managed to escape fairly unscathed.
Let me talk about Bill Burns. I asked him about that once. I said, what happened here? He blames the producer. He said he had nothing to do with it. So there you go.
Well, normally the on-air talent doesn't have anything to do with the post-production process. Maybe they're brought in to sign off on stuff or to have them pat the producers on the back or something. But generally, once that show is in the can, it's out of your hands. And that's why projects like Evolve TV, Ron's work, iEvolve TV, and Tracy and James's film, I think are real steps in the right direction, because what we're doing is we're losing the filters and the corporate control that stands between the creative process and its final form as it's presented out to the audience. So I think the internet is really an important player in this whole thing. I think that there's a lot of potential for the old model of corporate controlled broadcast media to be circumvented and to have more pure, unfiltered programming presented out there to the market.
And we're going to have to succumb to some corporate reflections right now. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with Video-Cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video-Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at Video-Cam.com. That's Video-Cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video-Cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So Chris is enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the ocean at Laguna Beach, California, with Ron James. We're talking about whether it's possible to change, make changes in the way that documentary films, anything educational is presented. We can get away from our culture of reality shows, which to my mind are perfectly awful. I mean, if I'm going to watch TV and I want to watch something that's fiction, I'll watch a scripted drama. Sometimes they're pretty good.
Yeah, I like Deadliest Catch. I've been a fan of that show since it came out. I was almost a Alaska fisherman, so I have a personal kind of just interest in the subject. But I think out of all the reality shows, there are a few good ones, and Deadliest Catch is up there at the top of my list. I think that's a very, very well-done show. These guys are extremely brave to go out and crab fish in the Bering Sea. And I think, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think two guys from the crews have been severely injured or died during the production of 7 years of the show.
Yeah, they have. Another one that's very popular and very frightening, we have an 11-year-old here, and I'm always trying to turn him on to things like sci-fi and alien stuff and ghost stuff and get him into that kind of thing. I accidentally let him watch Swamp People, and he just became so hooked on that show that now he's talking like the people. He doesn't want his tooth to grow back. He downloaded the Flash game, so now he's catching fake alligators on his iPad. It's just not good. And I'm like, Jonathan, what are you going to be when you grow up? I thought you wanted to be an Apple engineer. No, I want to go to the swamp and be Troy. I want to pop gators. I'm like, oh, my God, what have I done? What has this evil media machine done to the child of this house? So, you know, and then the rest of the world is watching this show, and they see these guys like Troy and these toothless rednecks out there in the middle of the swamp going around shooting alligators, and they're probably sitting over in China and Russia going, really? How did these guys get where they are? I don't get it. So, yeah, it's sad, the level of reality show. They're getting worse and worse. They're just looking for the most outrageous, crazy, disturbed characters they can find and giving them their own TV shows.
Yes, they're not giving us a TV show. I'm not looking for a TV show. I don't want to be on TV. As I said, I would be the voice behind the camera. You know, watch the people, watch the action, but I'll stay behind. I still have to think about the mask, though. You think maybe the unknown comic mask doesn't make it? Maybe the mask from the movie The Shadow, the one with Alec Baldwin, remember he wore? It wasn't really a mask. What it was is that his face became very hard and distorted when he became the Shadow.
You could put on the Guy Fawkes mask, you know, the Occupy mask.
The Vendetta mask.
Vendetta mask, yes. Right.
I can go for that, but some people think that's the way I look now.
Well, then you wouldn't have to give credit to the mask makers.
Hey, that's right. That's good.
The point is that if you want to be on television and do it anonymously, there's certainly ways to do that.
We'll just shoot the back of your head.
Yeah, there's probably a whole mystique we could build, you know?
It's just my voice. I am an amorphous voice.
Yeah, you could be the disembodied voice of the show, and every once in a while you can fill in and be an EVP. What was that? It was a voice from nowhere. No, he's part of the cast. No, really, it was another voice from nowhere. No, really, it's part of the cast. He's faking it. Oh, yeah, shoot, sorry.
Well, I could always become a Dalek, a robotic creature that says, exterminate.
Yeah, or you could be a cartoon character. Like,
so this is the new Paracast challenge to the audience. Help us design the show you would like to see us do, and we will do it, and then you can pay $1.99 to watch it. That is the new agreement that media producers and the people who watch their stuff need to have. Tell me what you want, I'll make it for you, and then help me to cover what it costs me to do it so that I can have a nice life. And what's happening in media now is I make a film, and the audience absolutely expects that they should be able to watch it on YouTube for free. And then if I make a stink about it, I had a guy that kept putting Dead Whisper on YouTube. I chased him down 5 times. And the last time he took it down, he put an explanation on his YouTube channel that the a-hole who made the movie made him take it off.
Well, isn't that just too bad?
You've got to be kidding me.
Isn't that just too bad that you dare to assert your intellectual property rights and your copyright rights?
Well, apparently you have none. You know, and this one guy wrote us a letter at Citizen Hearing lambasting us for not making the Citizen Hearing free. And I said to him in my reply, I said, well, I mean, would you go to work and do your job for free just because people think they're entitled to clean dishes?
That was a little
comeback.
Yeah, it was a great comeback. But, you know, it illustrates a point. Nobody works for free. But for some reason, filmmakers, content creators and social movers and shakers are like we owe something to the planet. And we should be sleeping in our vans. And, you know, it's just not the way it's going to work. And if people continue to look at content creators and intellectual property as something that's not just as real as shoplifting a steak at Ralph's, then we're going to have a problem with the quality of media. There is a revolution happening right now where good quality, truthful, honest media can move the agenda of the planet forward in a positive way, but it still has to be supported. And that's what we're trying to do with iVolve TV. And hopefully the audience is going to get that. And they're going to say, you know what, I don't mind. It's just like Apple came out with iTunes. People didn't mind suddenly paying the 99 cents for a piece of music because they made it easy. And I think it's the same way with media. Even YouTube, Netflix, all of the big studios are moving towards a pay-per-view model. YouTube is rolling it out. They're going to have pay-per-view channels. And people need to get on board with this idea. You can have wonderful media that's almost tailored to your exact needs. And if you're just willing to pay a little bit of money to watch it, it'll get better and better and better. And that's what we're doing with iVolve TV.
But do you replace the TV networks and the cable networks with that? Or is that something that will happen 20 years from now? Or will you just change them?
It's already changing.
And if you go to ronaldjamestelevision.com, and there's nothing on the website, I'm not trying to promote it, but I left it up there because it was my very first website when I got into the video business. And there's a thing on there where I said that the future of television is more specialized program for lesser but more loyal audiences. And what I mean by that is that as the ability to deliver media gets increases and the people in charge of it decrease and the cost of producing it gets less and less, then your personal tastes are going to be catered to in unprecedented ways. If you want to learn how to build an ultralight airplane, you're going to be able to go watch a whole show about building an ultralight airplane. If you want to know how to skin a red snapper after a day of fishing, there's going to be a fishing show that will teach you that. And the quality of that stuff will get better if the industry figures out how to monetize it. And the need for it will expand. And pretty soon these channels that are doing all this mainstream stuff, you're always going to have mainstream, but more and more people are paying attention to more and more specialized media. And so we just need to encourage that market, and we need to encourage that revolution, and we need to do it in such a way that makes it possible to make it better and better. And so I think that there's room for both, but I think that the specialized focus stuff, if you want to see a show about electronic voice phenomenon, wouldn't it be great if you could go and just watch four or five films just about that, that were all really well done and for every interest?
We're going to wind the next segment of the show to talk about the things you're working on, Ron, and maybe you're working on with Chris. Reveal all the secrets right now, all the spoilers. Let's start right now. We have about a minute. Okay, well, we're being attacked by tricksters. Let me just get my spray. I have trickster spray here, and I use to swat those things down.
Hey, look, man, I'm sitting across from Chris in front of this mic, and I have to tell everybody listening, no matter how frightening that sounded, it looked far worse.
I've seen Chris do this, you know. Sometimes I sit across the mic from him on a rare occasion. The most recent time, though, I put him in the other room with the dog.
Well, somebody mentioned on the forum at forum.theparacast.com that they missed my trickster voice, and I hadn't done it in so long they didn't even remember the last time. So that was for you.
Okay, this voice is for you. You know, I was thinking here, too, we'll start collecting.
Come on, you can have Budweiser suing you for copyright.
Let him get in line. You know, what we could do is maybe have a collection of particular guests doing the Paracast and just play the Paracast with different voices and see what people like the best and use that for the show.
Hey, let people in the audience do open auditions. I'll give away a free month to iVolve TV for the winner with the best The Paracast or, you know, whatever.
That wasn't bad.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
No phlegm involved.
The Paracast!
You listen to the Paracast. Calm down, Beavis. I can't. I've got an EVP up my butt. Shut up.
People think the show's going to the dogs, and they're right. We have Ron James joining us with Gene and Chris. We're trying to see who does the best voice of the PowerCast. Notice I never do it. I will never do it. I think it's better if other people do it. Speaking of other projects, Ron, what are you working on in the near future?
Wow, it's a lot. You know, as part of my Evolve TV business model, we are developing our own original shows. So we have six of them in the works right now. One of them is called The Biggest Dreamer, where we are going to follow people as they try to improve their lives by changing their inner belief systems. This is like The Apprentice meets The Secret. It's teaching people that in order to create change on the outside, they have to change on the inside. And we use, you know, different people with different types of issues and basically teach them to manifest. It's about creating your own reality. So it's kind of a very cutting edge reality show. It's an example of what we're choosing to do. And what that is take models of programming that we know work and inject them with positive, conscious, educational, and transformational messages. So that's one. We're doing another one that's really exciting to me about alternative agriculture. I'm involved with vertical gardening, and it's a whole new technology for growing food that is – It uses 10% of the water, grows three times as much food per square foot, and you can do it anywhere. And so I honestly believe that this is the way out of the GMO revolution. It is the way to solve the world's hunger problem. So we're making a show about that. We're making a show called Quantum Paranormal, which is all about scientific explanations that are arising for paranormal activity. We're making another show with Nick Delgado about the cutting edge advances in nutrition and preserving youth, and a few more. You can read about them on the website. And then Chris and I have been shooting paranormal stuff for a really long time, and we've just got this archive of material that's never been released. So while Chris is here, we're going through everything and putting together. It's going to be a film. I haven't decided what to call it yet. It's going to be something that basically tells these little vignette stories. We've got guys getting scratched by ghosts where you see the wounds. We've got Amy April Allen, the star of The Dead Files and some of her early work, just doing some unbelievable psychic mediumship. And just a host of stuff, very interesting Skinwalker stories, Bigfoot stories, some more EVP stuff. So we've got enough paranormal-related material that's already in the can, already edited, that really needs to get out. So I haven't decided how we're going to release it yet. It's either going to be a film available on iVolve TV or a show available on iVolve TV. I'm pretty much at the point in my life now where everything I create, I'm going to put on my station, and anybody in the world can watch it. So we're just going to expand that. And I invite other filmmakers. If you've got content, talk to me about being on iVolve TV. Because it truly is, it's a turnkey system for all of you, and it's all about putting you first, the filmmakers, and letting you connect with your audience. So that's what it's all about. So we have a boatload of productions. I'm certainly not sitting still. Chris is out here helping with stuff that we've had in the pipeline for a really long time. So it's going to be great.
Chris, of course, you went out there to do some stuff, not just enjoy the beach and attend UFO meetings. So what projects are you working on with Ron?
Well, right now, as Ron mentioned, we are going through some of these past in the can projects that we have and reformatting them based on the kind of end model that we see. Also, obviously, Stalking the Herd is moving ahead in leaps and bounds. I'm about a third, done with the book that'll be out here at the end of the summer, beginning of the fall, which will be hopefully considered the definitive look and most comprehensive look and objective look at the unexplained livestock death phenomenon. And also, it's going to address humankind's, you know, incestuous relationship with cattle and livestock. And this is going to be crammed full of just mind-warping information and a blow-by-blow examination and unraveling of how the cattle mutilation phenomenon first got started and how it unfolded during the 70s and continues to today.
It sounds like a big task.
It is.
Huge task.
Huge.
Well, we could use a few definitive pieces of coverage there because not all the coverage about cattle mutilation has really been very good, don't you think?
Well, it's been dominated by preconceived thinking. People tend to go into many paranormal subjects with their minds already made up, and then they run around looking for the data to support their foregone conclusions. I'm attempting to be as brutally objective about this whole mystery as humanly possible and really examine it and allow the top people in the field to state their case. I have a series of interviews that I'm doing with some of the people that have been involved over the years in this, investigating this and researching this mystery, and I want everybody to get their chance to throw out their best argument about what they think is involved in this and why and who the perpetrators are and what the possible agendas are. So this is going to be a pretty comprehensive, objective look at something that really does not get the kind of attention I think it deserves. I mean, we have the capacity right now in this country to slaughter, render, and process, upwards of 1,000, 1,200 animals an hour. So we're mutilating a lot of cattle as we speak. And I think it's important for people to understand that beef cannot continue for long as a protein source. Cattle herds are devastating the planet, probably the second leading cause of planetary degradation, second only to humans. And this is a real dark horse, kind of gorilla in the closet type subject that I really hope people are going to read this book and wake up a little.
All right. Well, is this also a pitch not to eat meat anymore?
No, not at all. No.
Okay, so how do you deal with it in a responsible, environmentally sensitive way?
Well, I think, number one, people need to be educated. I think, for instance, to drive a car, you have to get a license. You have to go through a training and become licensed to have the privilege of driving on the roads. I think meat eating should be a privilege, and I think everyone who wants to eat meat has to go through a 3-day course that shows them the exact process that it takes for that meat to be raised, to be rendered, slaughtered, rendered, packaged, and presented to you, and everything that goes on in the process. And I bet you if you had to be licensed to eat meat, 50% of the population immediately would become vegetarian. If you had any idea of what it takes to get that piece of meat underneath that piece of plastic wrap in your supermarket, if you had any idea of that process, I'll bet you'd think twice every time you fired up that grill.
Are you saying even with sustainable ways of farming and with, you know, free range grass fed, no hormone,
yep.
it's still?
It should all be in there. And when I eat meat, which I don't very much anymore, I do try to stay away from it if it's possible and when it's possible. I'm very conscious and aware of what I'm doing. And it's, you know, again, there are proper ways to do things. Cattle are only really detrimental to the environment when they stay in one place. If we could somehow move cattle around, they're actually very good for the environment if they're on the move. And there are sustainability issues that need to be addressed with the 1.37 billion cattle on the planet. You know, this is a very complicated subject, and it deserves much more attention and education than it's receiving.
Well, I want to ask about chicken, because I think those comments will get plucked from this episode. Ron James, tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff.
Well, I've taken basically my entire video catalog and put it all on my network and the work of other people as well, and that's evolvetv.com. It sounds easy, but it's just like the word evolve, only replace it with an I, and then the letters TV.com. So it's iEvolveTV.com. And it's a pay-per-view channel. You can watch whatever you want for very reasonable prices and support the filmmakers that make it possible. And go sign up for our email list and let us keep you posted on what's happening as we evolve the future of the television network.
And Chris can be found at OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. You can find us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a Paracast fan club. In fact, we have two of them, and one day we'll make them into one. On the Paracast, Ron James, thanks for joining us on the show.
Oh, thank you, Gene. Really appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.